Sean, I want you to know we're going to do our best to get you another shot with Kat. But if it doesn't work out, there are four people in this room who are willing to date you right now.
Really?
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Because if you missed it, Sean wanted to impress Kat for their first hangout and decided to take her for a limo ride, visiting all their favorite fast food spots.
It's that is really so cute. Cool.
The more I think about it, I want to do this.
It's really creative.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And they spent 2 hours driving around looking at views, eating nuggets, and I don't get this girl. Because if I were her, Sean, you and I would be in a limo right now.
Oh. Really?
And we would not be vertical.
Hey, all right. What?
You hear me?
I hear you, man.
Is it a compliment?
You'd be cuddling, laying down together.
It's more than a compliment.
All right, he'd be your Big Mac, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I'm up for anything when it's a limo and fast food.
I mean, I thought for sure you were going to choose to be the special sauce, but whatever.
All right, Sean, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Sorry, Sean.
You're not funny.
You know,
I was getting into it. Sorry.
We're just stoked on your date, man.
We are. And I feel like if she, I don't know, for whatever reason, possibly like looked down on the fact that you went to fast food, you don't want to date that girl.
Yeah,
she's not any fun.
She's not down to earth.
You know? So hopefully there's a different reason.
There's no way she could say that now because she was totally into it.
Okay.
Yeah, and you said she helped pick some of those places. You were asking her what she liked, right?
That's right.
So, yeah, that can't be
all right.
Okay, well, let's get to the bottom of it. I'm going to dial Kat's number, and we're going to see what she says. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go, man.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kat?
Yes, this is Kat. May I ask you speaking?
My name's Jeff. Work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is because we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. And that's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show to help you figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So
that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right.
It means you went out with somebody recently who had a great time with you. And his name is Sean.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that a good wow? Ooh. That sounds like a good
I'm
wow,
hearing a lot
right?
of laughter on your end. That sounds good.
I don't know about Sean.
Okay.
Oh, it's
Are you
psycho
just happy
laughter.
To be on the radio?
that phrase doesn't match your reaction.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I hated it.
Yeah.
All right. So, obviously, Sean has been trying to get a hold of you, and it's been a little bit touch and go, according to him.
What did he tell you about the date?
The date sounded awesome from what he told us.
Yeah,
we're jealous.
He said he rented a limo and you guys drove around the city checking out the sights, got a bunch of fast food from your favorite spots.
Like you did fries in one place, milkshake in another.
He even mentioned a kiss at the very end.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm trying to read your emotions here, Kat, and it just sounds very positive.
I'm sorry. It was really fun at the start of it.
Okay.
But, you know, like, after that first hour or so, like, being in the limo, like, it smelled like there was fast food wrappers and half-eaten food, you know? And it's
I mean, he did say that he thought that maybe it went on a little bit too long. But that wouldn't be a reason to, like, not call somebody back.
And you have to rent a limo. Like, if you rent it for 2 hours, you got to stay and get your money's worth.
Yeah, it was just... I mean, the windows are down a lot because it smells and...
They don't have controls over the windows in the back there?
Well, we had them down because it smelled. And, I mean, I was just worried maybe it was, like, body functions. I don't know. It was a weird smell.
All the different fast food.
It was like more than just the smell of the food.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't the most romantic scene after an hour.
Got it.
Yeah, this
okay.
is grosser than what I mean. But didn't you like him? I mean, okay. Yeah. The smell kind of ruined the romantic vibe. But like him as a person, like the first hour you guys had a great time and you still ended up having a like really sweet kiss at the end of the night, he said.
Yeah, because we got a really good vibe from his personality. Just talking with him a little bit. How did you feel?
Yeah, he did kiss me, and that was fine. It was not exactly the best kiss I've ever had, but, you know, it was nice.
Okay.
But then he brought out a backpack with, like, bedding in it.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
to his credit, he did say, you know, it's just an option if we wanted to stay.
No, what was the option? Yeah. I don't understand what the option was.
What's the betting for?
I don't know. I'm assuming maybe spend a night in the limo.
Do they allow that?
What?
Or do they just park it?
In a smelly limo.
You hope nobody notices? It's not an RV.
Amongst the french fry packets and the burger wrappers.
I know you guys are laughing, but that still sounds fun. A limo fortnight? Like, that sounds really
fun. It sounds like your apartment, Jose.
Yeah, totally. At least you can crack a window and they have AC.
Okay. But you said no to that.
Huh. Yeah, I declined because it was the first time we went out.
Okay.
And then when I declined, he said that he had edibles we could take.
This is sounding more like my apartment.
Are you sure you were not with Jose?
I don't think it was Jose. I'm pretty sure it was Sean. But
all right. So he offered to let you sleep with him inside the limo overnight. Yeah. And then wanted you to partake in some recreational activities.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like obviously you guys are talking to him, so I guess he could tell him that, thank you, like I had a great time, but I just want to be friends.
Yeah, we could tell him that, or if you wanted to, Kat, you could tell him yourself.
She kind of did.
Because I need to let you know, Sean's actually on the other line listening.
Oh, God, okay.
I think it's okay. He needs to hear this, Kat.
Yeah, and he may be out of it, so who knows?
Sean, you there?
Wake up, Sean.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, no, I'm loving it.
What,
are
Sean?
You? Did you hear what she was saying, Sean?
Oh, man. That's a little bit embarrassing, I gotta be honest.
What?
So that's true?
Oh, are you doing, like, the Dutch oven thing in the limo, Sean?
Yeah, it was more of like a hot apple pie, but yeah.
Stop. Okay.
We don't need this imagery.
Ew,
but
it's kind of a
Sean,
funny response, so I like that you're leaning in. I do. I like that you're leaning into
Sean,
it.
Sean, you need to talk to Kat and tell her, like, what were you thinking? What was going on in your head when you were doing all this?
I don't know. I guess I was nervous, and I get a nervous stomach.
So you can understand that, Kat, a little bit, can't you?
I could barely understand what he was saying. I feel like he's had a few edibles before he got on.
Seriously.
He's just embarrassed, Kat. I mean, that's an embarrassing thing. He didn't mean for it to backfire. He liked you a lot.
I mean, Sean, can you kind of explain the whole bedding thing? Like, did you want us to spend the night going?
No, it was just like an option, you know, like, I could have bought the limo for the rest of the night and just wanted to have that, like, if you wanted to, you know, I don't know. He's trying to show you a good time.
But maybe, Sean, you invite her back to your place.
Yeah, where it doesn't cost $800 to sleep.
Yeah. Drop
the bong.
Yeah.
Sean, what is happening right now?
I dropped my soda.
Stop with the fast food, Sean.
Okay, Sean.
Oh, you're a mess. Tell Kat how much you like her.
Kat, I like you a lot. And I would spend more money on you if with a limo or whatever you want. I promise.
It's not about the money. I don't know. I had fun. I did. And I enjoyed hanging out with you. But I just, at the end, it just got really weird with the bedding and the edibles. And then when I said I didn't want an edible, you had offered me a joint. And I just don't really do that kind of stuff.
If you don't love me at my nuggets, then you don't deserve me at my caviar.
Oh, that was deep. Okay. I get it.
I saw that on a poster once.
There's probably a reason why we went to the Taco Bell drive-thru 3 times.
That is the spot.
Okay.
Good sign.
It is a fourth meal. Yeah.
A lot of this is making more sense, but I do need to ask, Kat, would you be willing to go out on another date with Sean?
It doesn't have to be fast food.
No limo, no limos, no substances.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Well, if Sean can do it, I don't know.
We won't provide.
Come on.
He's like asking us for.
I'm leaning towards no, just because I just don't do that kind of stuff, and I don't think that's a good fit, and I'm sorry.
Hey, it's cool. You don't have to do it. You could just watch me do it.
Oh.
Fun. What a proposal. Awesome.
Does that sound interesting, Kat?
No.
Well, Sean, looks like we're not going to be able to get you another date, but there's no denying that you're obviously a good host.
That's right.
You're just not a good dater.
What did you spill now in the background? Oh my God.
Another soda.